In this bulletin, Australia's coronavirus death toll rises to 20. The Trump administration says up to 240,000 people could die of COVID-19 in the US, and rugby union players to take a pay cut because of the pandemic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Victorian government has approved an additional $1.3 billion investment into the state's healthcare system. It will lift the number of intensive care beds in Victoria from 500 to 4,500. Premier Daniel Andrews says the extra funding aims to safeguard medical professionals and patients.
To make sure that we have the critical care capacity, the beds, the gowns, the masks, the ventilators, all the different equipment, so that we're able to treat many thousands of patients. We would hope, and if we all work together, perhaps we won't see the need to be treating thousands of patients.
Health Minister Jenny Markakos says a key focus of the new package is bolstering the state's intensive care capacity.
So $1.2 billion of this $1.3 billion package is to actually upgrade existing acute beds and to effectively turn them into intensive care beds. So what's special about an intensive care bed, and how does it differ to a normal hospital bed? It's essentially the equipment and the staff that go with it. From the ventilators to the IV infusion pumps to the patient monitors, dialysis machines, and all the other sophisticated medical equipment that will be purchased to be put around these beds.
A 95-year-old woman from New South Wales is the latest person to have died from coronavirus. The woman was a resident at the Dorothy Henderson Lodge, and it marks the fifth COVID-19 related death at that particular aged care facility. It's the state's ninth death. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people need to continue being cautious.
We have to remain vigilant. Do not look at the number of cases and whether they're up or down on a day, because it doesn't take long, it doesn't take much for things to get out of control. At this stage, we are still to an extent controlling the spread, containing the spread, but we know we can't do that forever because this virus is virulent. It spreads really, really quickly and very unfortunately too effectively. And therefore, we have to maintain our vigilance. We can't let our foot off the pedal. We can't relax.
More than 4,500 Australians have been infected with the coronavirus and 20 people have died. Worldwide, at least 840,000 people have been infected and more than 41,000 have died. At least 176,000 people globally are known to have had the virus and recovered. The Trump administration says up to 240,000 people could die of coronavirus in the US. The country now has the most confirmed cases in the world, and 3,400 people have died. The US government's leading infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says mitigation is key in defeating the virus.
When the increase in new cases begin to level off, the secondary effect is less hospitalizations, the next effect is less intensive care, and the next effect is less deaths. The deaths and the intensive care and the hospitalization always lag behind that early indication that there are less new cases per day, the way we saw in Italy, and the way we're likely seeing, I don't want to jump the gun on it, we're seeing little inklings of this right now in New York.
Rugby union in Australia is bracing for a potential $120 million financial hit from the COVID-19 pandemic. Three quarters of Rugby Australia's staff have been stood down for the next 3 months. The remainder will be retained on drastically reduced salaries, and the chief executive, Raylene Castle, will take a 50% pay cut. Negotiations continue with the Rugby Union Players Association to try to reach an agreement on what pay cut players will take. Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 27. Adelaide, cloudy and 25. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 24. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, possible shower, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two clearing, 28. Cairns partly cloudy, 31, and Darwin a possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.